Good morning and welcome. It is great to have you listening today, and we do appreciate so much your joining us. Let us encourage you right now to open your Bible to Luke chapter 8. We're going to be studying today again about the famous parable known as the parable of the sower. Now, Jesus oftentimes used parables to teach people, and remember that a parable was a story about an ordinary, everyday activity. But Jesus used that story to illustrate a higher and a deeper spiritual truth. And so today we come to one of those stories, a story about a man who planted seed. And I do want to remind you before we get into Luke chapter 8 that this story is also recorded in Matthew chapter 13 and in Mark chapter 4. So if you want to get a complete picture of this teaching, I would encourage you to go to Matthew chapter 13 and also to Mark chapter 4 and read those passages in conjunction with what we're studying here. And we will refer to a few differences in wording in the course of our broadcast today, but for the most part, we're going to stay in Luke's account as we study through the parable of the sower. Now, the parable itself is found in verses 5 through 8 of Luke chapter 8. And it's a simple story. Jesus talks about a man who is sowing seed. Now, as he sows that seed, he throws it. He casts it forth. And Jesus said that the seed fell on different kinds of soil. Now, there's your key. That's what this story is all about. He says some of the seed fell on the wayside. Now, the wayside soil is the place or the part of the field where the people walked. And so that part is going to be hard. It's going to be trampled down. So the seed is not going to penetrate that soil, and it's not going to do any good. He said, as this sower sowed and throwed the seed, some of it fell on a rock. That's in verse 6. And that means it fell on stony ground. Well, you know what happens when you plant something in ground that is rocky or stony. It's not going to do very good. And it may even dry up and wilt. Well, Jesus said that's what happened here. Some of it did spring up. It brought forth a plant, but it didn't live very long because it didn't have moisture to it. Then he said that there was some of the seed that fell in the thorny ground. Now, that's a place where it goes down into the earth, the seed does. It penetrates the soil, but there's so many weeds and so many briars and thorns there that they began to choke it out, and it can't live. It's just crowded out, and it doesn't do any good. But then he said, some of the seed fell on good ground. It was good ground. It was not stony. It was not too hard. It didn't have all these thorns and weeds in it. And so the Bible says that it brought forth much fruit. Now, that's the parable. What does it mean? Well, as we said yesterday, it's a good thing here in the parable of the sower that the greatest teacher and the greatest Bible interpreter who ever lived is going to explain it for us, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus gave the parable, and now he's going to explain what the parable means. So we don't have any reason to miss this one, do we? We don't have any excuse for not understanding what he means here, because he's going to tell us in detail what this story is all about. So beginning in verse 11, here's what he says. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. So the seed that you saw in the story represents the Word of God. The Word of God is planted in people's hearts. And that is such a fitting illustration, isn't it? That represents exactly what happens when the gospel is taught. It's like putting seed in the ground. You put the Bible into people's hearts, and if their hearts are right, then that seed is going to produce a good life. It's going to produce obedience to God, and it's going to produce a Christian. Well, what we find is that there are different kinds of soil, though. And these different kinds of earth represent different kinds of hearts. Now, in verse 12, we come to the first one, and that is the wayside soil. He says, those by the wayside are those that hear. They hear the Word of God. There's no problem there. They did listen to the Word of God. Then he says, cometh the devil and taketh away the Word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So So this is the hard soil, and it represents a hard heart. They hear the word, but the devil comes immediately, and he takes away the word. Now, how many people does that describe today? Folks, that fits a lot of people because they hear the Bible and they just don't pay any attention to it. It does not sink into their hearts because their hearts are hardened. You see, it's just like pouring water on a rock. It does not penetrate. Some people's souls are hardened either by pride or by sin of different kinds, by distractions, by false doctrine, by prejudice, or whatever it is. Their hearts are too hardened to accept the Word of God. And by the way, did you notice just before this that that's exactly what Jesus says? As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 13, just before he gives this parable, he says that that was the problem in his day. It was not that Jesus was a bad teacher. It was not that the Word of God was not clear. It's that people's hearts were hardened and their minds were already made up. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, Jesus said, "For this people's heart has waxed gross." That means that it is hardened and their ears are dull of hearing. So in verse 12, we find a description here, I'm afraid, of too many people today. And this story that Jesus gives us lives in our time just like it lived back in his day. Listen, folks, Jesus taught quite a few people that did not listen to him. He taught several people that did not want anything to do with his teaching. And so he knew by experience what it was like to try to sow the Word of God into a hardened heart. You just can't do it. And unless that person changes, unless perhaps the hardships of life cause that person to open up his heart, maybe even because he's heard the Word of God and the exhortations of good Christian people over and over again, maybe he opens up his heart. Unless that happens, then the Word of God is not going to do any good. It has to get into the person's heart, and if that heart is calloused, if it's hardened, then it's not going to accomplish its purpose. Now let's look at the second kind of soil here that represents a different kind of heart. Verse 13. They on the rock. Now remember that this is rocky ground here, and you'll find that described and explained in Matthew chapter 13 and also in Mark chapter 4. He says, "They on the rock," or this rocky ground, "are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy." So when they hear the gospel, they're glad and they receive it. They do not reject it. Now, folks, here in verse 13, Jesus is talking about somebody who becomes a Christian. He's not talking about somebody who rejects it. He says that they receive the word with joy. And because of what you read also in Matthew chapter 13 and in Mark chapter 4, taken together here with Luke chapter 8 about the parable of the sower, all this means that this person is a Christian. This person has obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Luke chapter 8 implies that this person has become a child of God. And that's even more clear here as we continue to read. He says, "At first they received the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." So they receive the word, and they receive it gladly. They're glad to hear it. They're glad to become Christians, but they don't have any root. They do not have any depth of heart. They're shallow. They hear it, they get excited about it, but they have not thought it through, and they have not fully, with all their heart, committed. Now, they did believe, they did become Christians, but it did not go all the way down as deep into their soul as it should have. So what happens with them? Well, they believe for a while. They're Christians for a time. They go to church, they talk to other people about becoming Christians, but then the hard times come. Then the temptations arise. Now, here's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 21. It says that these people do well for a while, but then persecution or tribulation arise because of the Word of God. The same Word of God that has been planted in their heart. The same Word of God that they were happy to hear about to begin with. Now notice that. It says that they heard the word and received the word with joy. That's at first. But after a while, in time of temptation, and according to Matthew 13, verse 21, they are offended because of that same word. They stumble. They begin to be ashamed of that word. They begin to compromise and give in because they're being persecuted, because people are making fun of them, people are criticizing them, people are persecuting them. And the Bible says plainly here in Luke chapter 8, verse 13, that in time of temptation, and I believe the word temptation there refers to the testing or the trial that we're talking about. He says in time of temptation, they what? Fall away. The Bible says they believe, and yet in time of temptation, fall away. Now, what does that do about the question that sometimes people ask? I'm talking about the question, can a child of God fall away? Well, Jesus says here that they heard the word, they received it with joy, for a while they believed, and then in time of temptation, they fall away. So you can't get any plainer than that in answer to the question. Yes, Jesus said, not only can it happen, but it does happen according to what Jesus is saying here in Luke chapter 8, verse 13. So Jesus did teach here in the parable of the sower that a man can fall from grace. Otherwise, the parable wouldn't have any meaning to it. There wouldn't be any purpose for him even to bring this up if he was talking about people who never became Christians to begin with. Now let's go to verse 14. This is a different kind of situation. Jesus said, "And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth." Now, the meaning here and the implied meaning is that they became Christians as well. And again, I would urge you to read Matthew 13 and Mark 4 on that point. These are people who have become children of God. And so they do well for a while, but the Bible says they are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. Now, you see, that's just like planting seed in ground that has all kinds of weeds and thorns in it, and you never get those weeds and thorns out of there before you plant the seed. Well, if you do that, then that seed is going to be crowded out. And even if it does bring forth a plant, that plant is going to be choked. Now, Jesus said that what happens is this. There are people that hear the gospel, and they obey the gospel, they become Christians, but worldliness, worldly cares, and worldly pleasures choke the word out, and that person is not able to bring forth fruit to perfection. Now, there are many Christians today who are being absolutely choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. That's why they're not interested like they ought to be in the church. That's why they're not active in the church as they ought to be. And that's why some of them have quit going to church altogether. This parable, again, in Luke chapter 8, verse 14, lives in far too many cases today. And then in verse 15, on a good note, Jesus said, "But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." So these are people who are honest about the word of God. They're sincere in what they're doing, and they have no ulterior motives. They are fully committed. They count the cost from the very outset, and they're willing to do whatever Jesus says. Even though they have a lot to learn and a lot of trials and temptations to overcome, they're committed to following Jesus Christ through thick and thin. And the Bible says that they are the ones who bring forth fruit with patience. And thanks be to God that we also have Christian people who are just like this today, people who have an honest and a good heart and who are really working hard in the kingdom of God. Let us all go back and read it, and let us all profit from it. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful rest of the day.